WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Now that Bryan School District officials have released documents and recordings that led to the departure of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace, is the school board considering any further action? That was asked of school board president Mark McCall during our show.
Any ideas to what that costs the district? Are you looking to maybe recapture some of those costs?
At this point in time, I can honestly say we're ready to move on beyond Tommy Wallace and the legacy.
McCall and board member David Stasny, who Wallace used profanity to describe the board's longest-serving member, voted against Wallace's voluntary separation agreement a year and a half ago. Online at WTAW.com are two recordings and the document from senior staff accusing Wallace of violating the Texas State Board for Educator Certification and BISD's Employee Standards of Professional Conduct. The College Station City Council was asked at their last meeting to end the restriction of specific dog breeds by apartment complexes. Abigail Fields, who identified herself with the organization Free the Breeds, also wanted to end discrimination against aggressive breeds.
Pit bulls, German shepherds, Dobermans, Rottweilers, and even Huskies.
Fields says their group learned out of 85 apartment complexes in College Station, only three have no breed restrictions.
So in follow-up interviews with these places, We talked to them, and they said they have very high renewal rates because of their lack of breed restrictions, but they also do maintain a very strict leash policy just to ensure the safety of the people that are living there.
There was no response from the council due to state law, which does not allow comment on items not on the agenda. Bryan homeowners not presently in a neighborhood conservation district now have less restrictive requirements to pursue those protections. City council members approved changes at last week's meeting with little discussion. One public speaker, Colleen Batchelor, thanked the council for extending the period that petition signatures can be collected from 6 to 9 months.
The extension of time to submit petitions, I believe, is a fair compromise given the notarial requirement. The notarial requirement has been quite burdensome, especially when you have different committees, several people going in many different directions. It's not one notary going all around.
The neighborhood conservation district status in Bryan was also expanded to any historic preservation district and to the South College neighborhood conservation district. For the second consecutive regular meeting of the Bryan City Council, State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally was on hand for a presentation. At this week's meeting, it was to announce the Bryan Fire Department is the 16th in the state to have a best practices designation.
There's 12 areas that they're evaluated on, from certainly the operational aspects, special operations, EMS, the administrative task, training, all those different divisions of a fire department. Is you have these performance measures that need to be met. Well, the Bryan Fire Department met all those performance measures.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor thanked his staff as well as other city departments for assisting in the third-party independent inspection. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 46 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornham and Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 610. We'll do the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here's the weather for April the 16th.
Brilliant sunshine across the region for today. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 75 to 80. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. High pressure stays in control of the pattern tomorrow. More sunshine, breezy, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, turning partly cloudy, lows 60 to 65. We're partly sunny Wednesday with the chance of a shower. Temperatures on Wednesday, they're going to approach 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of things going on around Aggieland this weekend. The maroon and white game. Yes, it was at Kyle Field, a record crowd of 48,129. All three of us were there. Jimbo Fisher was too. We'll hear from him coming up. Also, the Diamond Sports were getting it done. Baseball with a sweep of Bama, and I should say softball with a series win over Kentucky. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, way to go, Zach. You're a loser, man. Like you did the losing game.
Yeah, I did one game.
It's on you.
The final game at the Aggie Softball Complex, and Coach Joe Evans spoke with me afterwards. Kind of a bittersweet moment. I think they're excited to get in the new stadium, but they're also going to miss the times they had. So we'll hear from Coach.
Did you get like a wrench, and do you get to take a seat home with you or anything?
No,
like
I don't think I did. I think they're going to leave it intact for the time being.
They
do play some high school playoff games there.
Oh, okay.
So.
Except for the railing that the sugar daddy stole. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
So there's a couple of like railings in the front row, and the sugar daddies bang their Aggie rings on them and make noise. And, you know, well, one of them was, I guess, already pretty loose. And they decided just to kind of uproot it, and they're going to try to take it to the new stadium.
Now, that would be good, and just let them stand there with it up against their legs and bang
on
it.
Yeah, something like that. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, because, I mean, there used to be so many traditions at A&M. You know, there used to be so many things they used to do, and now they don't. And I know that makes a whole lot of old Army mad and all that kind of thing. So anything that you could carry over would be neat to be able to do. Because, for instance, they can't carry the yell leaders out of the stadium now. Hell, you can't get out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
once
that's
you're
true.
On the field.
You're trapped, pretty much.
Back in the old days, you know, you could carry them out the north end zone. There was actually a place to do that. And you had softball, you know, take that over to the new stadium. That'll be something different. We'll see how that all works out. Nice job by Amanda Scarborough on that
first pitch. Okay. Granted, she was in a heel.
Okay, she was doing heels. Okay.
Yes, and she had to go up and broadcast immediately after.
Yeah.
And I blame my color commentator, Chris Southard, for getting in her head because he said, don't bounce it.
Oh, did he?
Before she went down there. And then
and she didn't. No, she didn't
bounce it.
It was kind of a rise ball.
Yes, it was. If you've ever seen the part of the documentary having to do with Bush 43 going to Yankee Stadium and throwing out the pitch after shortly after 9/11, and he had to wear a vest while he was out there.
Right.
And of course, he had a jacket on before over it, and he went downstairs to warm up. And I forget one of the famous Yankees,
Jeter.
Yeah, it
was Jeter.
The last thing he said is "Don't bounce it," and he didn't. But anyway. But that's so there. Got another stadium closing, another one opening.
Yep.
And what's the temperature?
46.
Ew.
It's cold.
Ew.
And you know,
but it's going to get up to like 78 today.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's just a matter of I'm sure once again. And we thought that the satellite that could predict the weather might be able to change the weather too. You know, NASA said there was going to be NOAA said it was going to be a tremendous leap forward. But they still can't keep it from getting cold.
It's just that weird time of year where it's really chilly when you leave in the morning, and then you're sweating by the time you
That's
come
it.
Home.
And then I guess, you know, for folks up in the Northeast, they're having all this stuff that we had going up there, tornadoes and things like that up in that part of the world. But, hey, that's fine. Just
I don't know how to handle them twisters up there.
Bosnian man was home, and he was hit 5 times by meteorites.
Jeez.
I don't know what the odds of that are.
Yeah, that's creepy.
But he did have an interesting explanation. Experts confirmed that all the rocks were, in fact, meteorites. The man, who has had a steel girder reinforce his roof on his house, apparently it's a real problem. He said, "I'm obviously being targeted by extraterrestrials."
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say it just like that because he's Bosnian, but we wouldn't have been able to. Yeah, we couldn't have been able to understand him if he'd said it in Bosnian. He said, "I don't know what I have done to annoy them, but there is no other explanation that makes any sense. The chance of being hit by a meteorite is so small that getting hit 5 times has got to be deliberate." Okay. Paranoid because, and again, if he's been hit 5 times and they say it's true, then I guess maybe they are.
Great time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
They have little meteorite guns up there and they're shooting them at him, is all I can figure. Just because they can.
They're coming. Armageddon, what is it, whenever all the meteorites strike?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fine.
A cab falls in a big hole.
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah, I'm just, but 5 times, I have to agree, that's more than average.
Join Save Our Streets Ministries for its second annual Sweets for the Soul Pastor Cook-Off, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media on May 10th at 7 p.m. For 25 years, SOS has invested in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedgwick, treasurer.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
But
there, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, good morning. 618.
My subway.
1620 WTAW. It's the 16th. Today, your taxes are due. Or you got to file that form that gives you an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally you'd file on the 15th, but since that was yesterday, then you don't today. And it's Emancipation Day. That's a legal holiday for the District of Columbia.
Okay.
And so, therefore, the IRS decreed that it would push the deadline back. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got till tomorrow.
They always find some way to push it back, don't they?
Of course they do. I don't even know what Emancipation Day is, but I guess it had to do.
Means you're emancipated.
I guess that's probably right. It's National Stress Awareness Day.
There we go.
Be aware of your stress.
To get away with it, though, you can wear your jammies to work day.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have told you that on Friday so you could prepare.
Chelsea's all for it.
Hey, I'm in jeans today.
Oh.
Actually in normal clothes.
Fancy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So there. But again, if you're the only one in the office that you have to, you know, you'll have to explain why you're wearing your SpongeBob SquarePants jammies or whatever. Eggs Benedict Day.
Ooh, I like Eggs Benedict.
National Bean Counter Day. Those are the people who always say no to a good idea because it's going to cost some money. And it's National Orchid Day.
So there you go. Are.
And we've got birthday.
Birthdays for today. Sadie Sink is turning 16. Max on Stranger Things, if you watch that show. Anya Taylor-Joy is turning 22. She's Casey, the kidnapped girl in Split, which is a crazy movie, okay. If you've seen that one. It's kind of a suspenseful movie. But she'll
Chelsea. Yeah. He's seen a lot of movies.
I know. I really, you wonder what Zach does in his free time.
I watch movies.
What is Split?
Split. Okay, so James McAvoy was in it. It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, that's the reason I didn't
see
it.
Yeah, where he has multiple personality and kidnaps a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably saw the previews.
It was
an exciting movie.
Okay.
It was good.
All right, okay.
Liliana Mummy is turning 24. She's Little Lucy from Tim Allen's Santa Claus movies.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
And her dad is Bill Mummy, who played Will Robinson on the original Lost in Space.
Oh, my.
So there you go. Lorraine Nicholson turning 28, Jack Nicholson's daughter. Uh-huh. She's was in Soul Surfer, by the way. Claire Foy, 34, Queen Elizabeth on The Crown.
Oh,
seen those shows.
We got
a lot of big ones today. Yeah. Gina Carano is turning 36.
Okay.
She was in the MMA. She was UFC. She was also an actress now.
Of course.
And her dad is a football player. He's a football player.
Uh-huh.
Gerardo is turning 53. Rico Suave.
Oh, sure.
So there you go. Martin Lawrence is turning 53 today.
All right.
He's pretty funny. John Cryer, 53. Two and a Half Men. Mm-hmm. Pretty in Plink.
He's kind of, he almost played a sophisticated Barney Fife type character.
Yeah.
In Two and a Half Men. A little bit goofy.
Yep.
But anyway.
Did you know the producers of Friends originally wanted him to play Chandler?
Oh, really? Interesting.
However, he was in London. His audition tape never made it back to the U.S.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, anyways, that would have been—I think that would have totally changed things. But,
Well, he's very talented, and I mean, his character
is kind of whiny.
Well, he
is. Chandler was a little whiny, but
it could work.
So, anyways, Jimmy Osmond is turning 55.
Uh-huh.
Ellen Barkin to 64. The Big Easy, Sea of Love, Ocean's 13. Bill Belichick, 66.
Oh. Hoodie.
Yeah.
Hoodie.
I thought you meant like Hoodie and the Blowfish.
No. Hoodie.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
So he's turning 66. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar turning 71.
Wow.
Kareem the Great.
Yeah.
Bobby Vinton is turning 83 today. A little Blue Velvet.
Zowie.
Gone was the blow of blue velvet.
So anyways, he's turning 83 today.
I mean, He has sung that song for so many years. He probably sung that for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and of course, it's one of those, well, he didn't sing Blue Velvet. Well, of course, he's got to. He's probably sick of it. Unless he wrote it, then he's getting, royalty checks.
True.
But nonetheless.
He's making that money.
Sure.
Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI turning the big 9-1 today.
Wow.
So happy birthday, former Pope.
Popester.
And Selena would have been 47 today. 1995.
Yeah.
When she died.
Yeah.
But
by her manager, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Anything for Salinas. So I'm sure there's plenty of folks up here in the office who will be celebrating that today. And that's all I got for birthdays.
Yeah, they have no more grocery bags at HEV.
Yeah.
And Stripes doesn't have any more cups.
Yeah, that's
They're selling
right.
them on eBay.
Yeah. if you ever watched Ren and Stimpy, guy who. You watched Ren and Stimpy?
I mean, if it was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very, very strange. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
One of my kids, it was his favorite show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but
okay.
I watched it.
Billy West, who did the voices of both of them,
matter
of fact, is 68 today. And, man, we have Peter Billingsley. That's Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing else,
He was an
much.
Elf.
It was an elf?
He was an elf, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's crazy. If you look up Peter Billingsley in, not an elf, excuse me, but, no, he was an elf.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me. Yeah,
okay.
No, he was.
All right. So, occasional actor, we'll call him
Peter
Billingsley, is 47 today. All right, 623.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so James Comey has been hailed by leftists, the mainstream media, as an intellectually honest man of integrity. So how does that explain his interview with George Stephanopoulos, where he says he didn't think it was important to inform the president that that unverified steel dossier with salacious information was actually funded by Hillary Clinton? And when asked whether or not the president had a right to know who funded the dossier, his answer is, well, that it had been financed by his political opponents. I don't have to answer to that. It wasn't necessary for my goal, which was to alert him that we had the information. Oh, jeez. Maybe if he said it, he would have been laughed out of the president's office. Anyway, either Comey's incredibly dumb or he intentionally didn't inform the president that the dossier was part of a political stunt to undermine and destroy the administration. Or maybe he just wanted the president to like him.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a mustache.
Oh, I see.
Noot is the latest in snoring technology from Australia.
that may be the solution to your 5'11" snoring problem, letting you finally get a good night's sleep. Snoring is not normal and happens when we breathe through our mouth instead of our nose. Mute is a comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports the airway, allowing snorers to breathe more easily through their nose and keep their mouth closed during sleep. Trials show that 75% of couples are able to enjoy a good night's sleep together when their partner uses Mute. Mute is effective, easy to use, and may just be your answer to a good night's sleep. Mute is available at Walgreens, GNC, and your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Chelsea, is that that thing we saw advertised on TV? Okay. So they...
My snot rocket machine.
Yeah.
Have you seen these machines, Zach, that you like stick in your nose and they clean out your sinuses?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I think we did too. Yeah. But it was great because we're up in the press box on Saturday and we had women's bowling championship.
They were having some trouble with the TVs.
No, that had nothing to do with it. It was my choice.
Really?
Yeah, it was my choice.
We, you know,
I didn't know y'all could change the channel. I thought y'all had to watch what you were watching on the field.
We can, because we need to review plays.
We can.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, no, we have control on our TV. And, well, the spring game only got a two-hour time slot. And so, you know, when you hit 2 hours, it went away. And so instead, we were watching Vanderbilt versus McKeegee or whatever.
I don't know what it was.
McKinney won. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Vanderbilt came back.
Oh.
Yeah, Vanderbilt came back and won.
Vandy is a powerhouse for women's bowling.
Right, right. Well, anyway, we were watching that, but then a commercial came on with this machine, and I said, look, Scott, it's like a snot rocket machine.
Now, I'm just saying.
I don't even know what
that is. He said that loud enough for everybody up there to hear?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the least of...
I'm just saying that Tom and Jim and I were trying to do our job.
I was not.
Chelsea, on the other hand, was just like, whatever. Drew was doing play-by-play of the women's bowling. Did you even know that there was NCAA bowling? Did you have any idea?
I did not know that Drew knew so much about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
But, yeah, you know, another team right down the road, Sam Houston State, has a national championship. And Stephen F. Austin, apparently, also has one in the last couple of years.
How does Texas A&M not have a bowling team? That's what I want to know.
Because the lanes in the MSC back in the day were too short.
Okay.
They talked about making a team, and they had lanes already down in the MSC, and then they found out they weren't, like, the right length.
Now, you know,
that's not the only reason, but that was a reason.
But that's pretty interesting because if you think about that, I mean, you talk to a professional bowler.
Mm-hmm.
God, we're spending 5 minutes on bowling. You talk to a professional bowler, clearly the length of the alley does make a big difference
because
of the break on the ball.
Yep, yep.
Are they regulated?
Well, apparently so.
I guess so,
they
have
to be. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like playing basketball with a 9-foot basket.
Right.
It would make a difference.
It would make a difference.
But, you know, I never knew that. I've lived here almost all my life. I never knew that the lanes were too short. That's what Wally said.
So yeah.
That's why you listen to the show.
I know. Right. That's the reason. Well, now that also explains why I've sucked at bowling.
You've worked hard for your money. In today's uncertain times, don't leave your future to chance. While others risk losing their retirement in the unpredictable stock market, you can earn a high fixed rate of return with one of the largest, most reliable companies in the country today. Let me help you weather the storm with providing you a steady income no matter what the stock market does and with no risk to your principal. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's a little bit changeable. You'll have the you can wear your full wardrobe today, as a matter of fact. The weather's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference. Yeah, you can wear that jacket or coat today right now because it's kind of chilly out there. But we're going to have a high temperature today, about 78 degrees. Winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. 67 for a low temperature tonight. And then we're going to do 80s, probably the balance of the week, as a matter of fact. And lows will be down around, I don't know, between 64 and 70. So peeking ahead to the weekend, if they're correct, we don't know. There's going to be a pretty good chance of showers on Saturday. But in the meantime, kind of enjoy the day. Look for a high temperature again, about 78 today. Right now, though, we've got fair skies, and it's 46 out there.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Swiss staffing company Adecco Group is buying U.S.-based technology education provider General Assembly for $412.5 million, including debt. General Assembly, whose founders include Hyatt Hotels heir Adam Pritzker, is a private school business started in 2011 that provides training in fields such as data science and analysis. A small manufacturer is stocking up on raw materials. A trucking company is paying $1,500 more for new trailers. A machine tool company put off plans to build a $5 million headquarters. With a potential trade war with China looming, small business owners aren't waiting for either side to make good on their threats, and they're already taking steps to blunt the pain of higher prices or potential supply disruptions. Crude oil, sharply lower, down 94 cents at $66.45 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains after stocks closed lower on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent live auction Thursday, May the 3rd at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to BB&T, Chili Fest, Jack Hilliard Distributing, Valak Financial Advisors, and the flagship of Aggie Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station man was arrested early yesterday morning for drunk driving after getting his truck stuck on railroad tracks south of Welburn. According to the DPS arrest report, 19-year-old Michael Lamont II turned off Welburn Road to the former Wade Road, one of two county roads that were closed almost 2 years ago in a deal with Union Pacific. UP reports Lamont was not in the truck when it was struck by a train shortly after 3 a.m. No one on the train was injured, and the tracks were reopened about 2 hours after the crash. Another drunk driving arrest followed a crash and car fire outside a Bryan convenience store. 60-year-old Philip Baucus of Bryan was charged with DWI with three prior convictions following the crash and fire at Shell C-Store at 29th and Barrick. More than 4.5 years ago, a Bryan man admitted to drunk driving for the third time. He was recently arrested on a charge of violating conditions of his community supervision. According to documents from Brazos County District Court, 53-year-old Rigoberto Beltran is scheduled to make his next court appearance May 30th. A 5-year-old was taken into protective custody, and his mother was arrested after the boy was caught chasing children with a large kitchen knife.
The mother of the children being chased around the grounds of the Rails Apartments in College Station on Dominick told police she confronted the 5-year-old and got the knife without anyone being hurt. The boy returned to his apartment, where he was alone when he was contacted by officers. His mother showed up 2.5 hours after officers arrived. 24-year-old Irene Martinez was arrested for child abandonment and child endangerment, and a 2-year-old warrant for driving with an invalid license. The 5-year-old was placed with Child Protective Services. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's a group wanting the College Station City Council to stop a ban on aggressive dog breeds in apartment complexes. Abigail Fields of the organization Free the Breeds was among the public speakers at the last council meeting.
We took a poll in the community, and we found that 52% of the people that we talked to have either not been able to get the type of dog that they wanted or even gotten a dog at all when they wanted one, just because of the restrictions of apartment complexes.
Fields say while pit bulls, German shepherds, Dobermans, and Rottweilers can be aggressive, it depends on how the dogs are trained.
We think it would be awesome to have a program that allows dogs to go through training and certification to be considered safe dogs, even if they are an aggressive breed, because it's a safe dog itself rather than just generalized in the breed stereotypes.
There was no response from the council due to state law, which does not allow comment on items not on the agenda. Getting more zoning protections for homeowners in Bryan has become a little easier. That's after the Bryan City Council last week amended the ordinance on creating neighborhood conservation districts. The council expanded the ability to get neighborhood protections in the South College and any historical preservation district in Bryan. City Manager Keene Register reported staff is still researching a request for Mayor Andrew Nelson and Councilman Mike Sutherland to add those protections in planned development districts.
As we discussed earlier, it doesn't really make sense the way that our current plan development ordinances are set up, but staff is going to bring something back to you at a future date that will hopefully be able to include those into this ordinance.
Right. So I understand that the plan development is a separate ordinance, which is not even something we can address on the agenda tonight. Right?
Last week's council action also extended the time period to collect petition signatures from 6 to 9 months. The president of the Bryan School Board, who was one of two members who voted against a voluntary separation agreement with former Superintendent Tommy Wallace 1.5 years ago, is ready to move on. Mark McCall was asked during our show whether the board will pursue restitution for the district's costs in Wallace's lawsuit to block employee records.
We realize that there's definitely still questions that need to be answered, and that information will be coming out.
Online at WTAW.com are two recordings of Wallace and charges against Wallace from his former senior staff that were released by BISD following a court order and the expiration of Wallace's appeal period. Wallace has started his second year as superintendent in the Kirbyville district north of Beaumont. For the second time in as many months, the state fire marshal was a part of a Bryan City Council meeting. Chris Keneally announced the Bryan Fire Department has met the requirements of a new third-party independent inspection program.
You have a team of chiefs from around the state that come in and do an assessment. It is a rigorous process. Bryan Fire Department did not have to do this. And so it's to their credit that they went through this process, because it reaffirms to you and the council, city manager, and most of all to the citizens of Bryan, that their fire department are doing what the fire service says that a fire department should be doing.
Bryan is one of 16 fire departments in Texas that have what Keneally says is a best practices department. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 46 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Well, it's termite time in the Brazos Valley. They do love to eat wood, and they'll eat that wood in your home or your business. Actually, termites are in a lot of area homes year-round, but it's this time of year that they are most visible. So, if you do happen to see the signs, then make the call that lots and lots of people have been doing for years and years to ABC Home and Commercial Services, because they have been taking care of termites for almost 70 years. They're the choice of more Brazos Valley homeowners than any other pest control company. ABC practices great customer service, their fair competitive pricing, and they employ only the top specialists in the industry. Plus, they use one of the best products in the industry, that's Termidor. Termidor is a unique product that offers 100% control in 3 months or less. It's the most effective termite product on the market. And remember, each of ABC's specialists have undergone a thorough background check to make sure that you can feel comfortable when they are on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, termite killers for almost 70 years.
Bring it. Household hazardous wastes and electronics to the free collection event April 28th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Visit TwinOaksHHW.com or call 979-764-3809 for more information. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, expired unused medications, old TVs, computers, monitors, and more.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 640. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we go.
High pressure has control of our weather. Beautiful day shaping up. A little cool this morning, but bright sunshine will lead to a high of 75 to 80 later this afternoon. We're clear tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Sunny, breezy, warmer tomorrow. High somewhere between 80 and 85. It'll turn partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows 60 to 65. Wednesday, partial sun with the risk of a shower. Highs on Wednesday around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the annual Maroon and White game was held this past Saturday at Kyle Field. A huge crowd in attendance. It was a record crowd of 48,000 plus. Coach Jimbo Fisher on the atmosphere.
It was great. I mean, and I tell you, it matters. When you get the kids, like you say, you go out there and you make a play with the lights on, scoreboards on, people are cheering. No, you can't simulate that any other way.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also, plenty of other sports going on West Campus, Aggie baseball, Aggie softball in action. And we'll talk a little NBA playoffs as well. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. So many of those moms and dads with their credit cards here this weekend.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I just basically tried to stay away from all that campus stuff that was going on. But there was a lot of traffic. Just okay, so yesterday... And I know that we've got the Texas Transportation Institute here who studies this stuff. Right. How is it that you just suddenly have a bottleneck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was backed up on the access road. I was coming into town, and it was in one direction that we were stopped, and the other people going in the other direction were going real slow, but I never saw an accident or anything else that caused it to happen.
Yeah.
Is that just somebody who wanted to stop and take bluebonnet pictures? I mean...
I don't know. And how long, and maybe there was an accident or something that slowed, and then how long does the you know, it last afterwards?
I know. People come from the big city, though, when they get here, and they go, what do you people complain about?
Oh, I know.
Okay. All right, so Paul Ryan was on Meet the Press yesterday, and, of course, he's made all sorts of news since he was saying he's not going to run again. But then, you know, James Comey had a book come out, and so... Chuck Todd, who's the host of Meet the Press, was asking him about that. And he said that Comey is a man of integrity, quote, as far as I know. I don't know him very well. Two or three briefings is about it. That's all I've had with James Comey. So Chuck Todd tries to press him a little bit on Comey's judgment, and Ryan said, quote, look, I'm not here trying to sell some books.
Ooh.
End quote. Yeah.
Ouch.
I know. Comey's going, what'd you ever do to, what'd I ever do to you?
Yeah.
Come on, let's sell some books here. Let's see what happens. So anyhow, so that was all, there was a lot of talk about that yesterday. House, and of course the president, once again, using the slime ball phrase, every once in a while he makes it really difficult for people to say, yeah, that's the president.
That's our president.
That's our president, because we want to use words like that, but. Anyway.
It's a slime ball.
That's it.
Slimy.
That's it.
So slimy.
And saying it with that accent helps so much. But
yeah.
Just saying, he's making it difficult when he does things like that. All right, in the meantime, behind all this you know, raiding of his attorney's office and all that last week, this week the Supreme Court may be hearing a case that is going to make it, well, maybe more expensive to shop on the internet.
Dozens of states are urging the Supreme Court to reverse its own precedent and require online retailers to collect sales tax even if they don't have a brick-and-mortar presence in those states. Many large retailers like Apple, Target, and Walmart, with stores nationwide, do collect sales tax on online sales, but other online retailers like furniture seller Wayfair do not. That company is party to arguments this week that's being watched closely by states who say the physical presence requirement is obsolete, and small retailers who worry higher cost could be fatal. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
So, you know, if you don't shop on the internet, that's fine. But I'm just saying, if you do, and I think most everybody we know does.
Yeah. At least for some.
Yeah, some people.
Could cost you a little bit more. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Nonetheless, they're going to hear that this week. So that's kind of bubbling under the news. All right, 6:40. Anything, I don't know, on y'all's radar?
Still nothing. No, not.
No? Okay.
No,
okay.
Just
okay.
Stuff.
All right. We'll keep you posted. 6:45.
Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with new outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. New items available and more arriving soon. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Brazos Family Magazine wants to help your business reach families all across our growing community. Brazos Family is filled with the best family-friendly content from cover to cover. Hear from local experts about health, safety, advice, technology, fun, and so much more. With summer just around the corner, get the details about the incredible summer camps and activities available across the Brazos Valley. To learn more and reserve your ad space today, contact Dale Hendry at 979-695-9595 or dale@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock, and plant identification, product selection, timing, and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When it comes to Southern tree traditions, none holds a candle to magnolias. Magnolias, the stars of the Texas springtime. I'll have details in today's program right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. Mention magnolias and bring to mind all the tradition of the South. It's a rich heritage, and it's only getting better with the introduction of new and improved hybrids. The starting point for this fine group of plants is Southern Magnolia, Magnolia grandiflora. That sounds great, doesn't it? Native from East Texas clear to the Atlantic Ocean, Southern Magnolia is a stately, large, evergreen tree. It's grown not only for its beautiful foliage, but also for the large, showy white blooms each spring and early summer. Mature height of the species is 50 to 60 feet with a spread of 30 or 40 feet at maturity. It's slow growing, but it is a spectacular large tree. Majestic Beauty Magnolia was patented and introduced several decades ago by a large West Coast wholesale nursery. Its leaves and flowers, if you come across it, are larger than those of the species it's grafted to ensure it's being true to form. I have one, and it's beautiful, Majestic Beauty Magnolia. A more recent introduction called Little Gem is a compact version of the original. In all respects, Little Gem is half the size of standard southern magnolia. That includes flowers, leaves, height, and spread. It grows to about 25 to 30 feet tall and 15 or 20 feet wide, maybe 25. It's the perfect solution for the devoted southern gardener who wants the beauty of a magnolia, but who lacks the large ground space they normally require. If you have even less space, maybe a townhome or a zero lot line home, you may want an even smaller southern magnolia, one called Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear grows to about 15 or 18 feet tall and 12 feet wide. It looks like it would get larger, but it doesn't. Timeless Beauty Magnolia was introduced several years ago. It's intermediate between the cultivars we've given some three-quarters as tall as wide as Magnolia grandiflora. It's perfect for those in-between spaces. It's not easy to find Timeless Beauty, but if you do, it's lovely. There are several other cultivars of southern magnolias, each selected for its own specific traits and propagated by grafting. Ask your nurseryman, how tall, how wide will this one grow? Consider two other magnolia species. There are lots of them. Most common among them in Texas is saucer magnolia, misidentified by many Texans as tulip tree. Now, it's deciduous with kind of pink flowers or lavender flowers early in the spring. Northeast Texas, its best place. I'm Neil Sperry. The first year is critical for your new plants. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:51. Well, it was a big weekend in Aggieland. On Saturday, Kellen Mond threw for three touchdowns to tight end Chase Sternberger. Two of those touchdowns to tight end Chase Sternberger as Team White held off Team Maroon 30-24 in the Maroon and White game. Coach Jimbo Fisher said he was happy with the results.
I was very proud of both teams, one for not panicking, for getting behind, and then when they come back to tie it up, the other team not panicking, saying, okay, I'm going to execute and go down and make a play to win the game. And at the end, I thought guys made plays to win the game instead of not making plays and kind of went the other team, somebody winning by default. I thought the game got very competitive. I thought there were some nice hits in the game. I thought our defensive line early in the game did a great job on the run. I thought our safeties tackled well. Backers did a nice job. Then I think later in the game, as the offense loosened up and got going and got some urgency, you know, knowing the game was in and made some urgency and started making some plays and catches, and we relaxed and got used to the win a little bit.
Now, it was an historic spring scrimmage for the Aggs, who competed in front of a record crowd of 48,129 at Kyle. Here's Fisher on the atmosphere.
It was great. I mean, and I have to tell you, it matters when you get the kids, like you say, you go out there and you make a play with the lights on, scoreboards on, people are cheering. You know, you can't simulate that any other way. And I was very happy, especially on a day that we thought was going to be cool after some tough weather last night, and happy that people come out and very proud, and thank you for your support. And hopefully we can get better and we'll fill that thing up when we play next time.
Now, some other big performers on the day. Nick Starkle completed 26 of 42 passes for 373 yards and two touchdowns to go along with one interception. And Kwame Etway got it done on the ground, carrying the ball 11 times for 83 yards and a score. Across the road, Braden Shoemake sent a single up the middle. A 19th-ranked Aggie baseball walked it off against Alabama in the bottom of the 11th, 3-2 on Saturday. The victory clinched a series sweep for the Maroon and White, who have now won six straight. With the victory, they improved to 27-9 overall and 8-7 in SEC play. On Sunday, number 9 softball came up just short of pulling off a sweep of its own, falling to number 20 Kentucky 3-2 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Now, it was unfortunate because that was the final game ever at the complex. Coach Joe Evans after the game.
Well, I just want to thank all the fans for coming. We had a great crowd today. I wish we could have sent them home with a win, but I want to thank all the fans who've come out here. Our beloved stadium field. I say beloved field, the stadium, you know. I appreciate the fans knowing that they sit in some hard bleachers with no chair backs, with not a lot of room, and they still come day in and day out. So just really appreciate them, and it's been a great run here, and we're ready to start a new run at Davis Diamond.
It's still a solid weekend for Coach Evans and company. Even with the loss, they're still 36-10 overall and 9-6 in SEC play.
Out on the basketball court, James Harden scored 44 points, and the Houston Rockets grabbed a 104-101 Game 1 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Here's the Beard after the victory.
It's the playoffs, you know. It's not about not how great you shoot the ball. It's about just getting the win, you know, and I mean, that's all that matters, you know. So I think we shot, 10 for 37? We're shooters. We've been doing it all year long, and it's not going to happen every game, you know. But throughout the regular season, you know, we preach that. It's not going to always be pretty. We're not going to always win games by making shots, a lot of threes. You got to find other ways to win games, and tonight was a perfect example.
Clint Capella chipped in with 24 points and 12 rebounds for the Rockets, who will host the T-Wolves Wednesday night for Game 2 at 8:30. Meanwhile, the San Antonio Spurs trying to get even with the Golden State Warriors when they take the Dubs tonight in Game 2. Things get underway at 9:30 in Oakland. Bartolo Colon took a perfect game into the eighth inning, and the Texas Rangers topped the Houston Astros last night 3-1 and 10. Robinson Chirinos drove in all three runs for Texas, which wins back-to-back games for the first time this year. The Rangers will head out to Tampa tonight to take on the Rays at 6:10. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Astros, who fall to 10-6, are out on the West Coast, taking on the Seattle Mariners at 9:10. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Has the recent hailstorm left you with the job of getting roof quotes and trying to compare apples to apples? The problem is, other than price, quotes only show you which products they say they are using. It doesn't show the workers doing the installation, the experience level of those workers, or any quality control system the company may have to ensure you get a good roof installed. Call Schulte Roofing today and we'll show you what to be asking for beyond just the products.
Schulte Roofing, the home.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2018 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, Donald Knuth, Professor Emeritus of Computer Science at Stanford University, and Michael Duff, Emeritus Professor of Theoretical Physics at Imperial College London. Knuth's talk, Translating the Bible into Music, will explore his recent composition, Fantasia Apocalyptica, translating the Greek text of the Revelation of St. John the Divine into organ music. Knuth will play excerpts from the piece, which he says offers valuable spiritual insights for the 21st century. Duff's talk, The Best of All Possible Worlds, will delve into his theories as to why the universe seems tailored for creatures like us. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817. That's 979-845-8817.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.com.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 26th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber Spring Job Fair, April 26th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
About a minute till. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Art Bell passed away over the weekend at the age of 72. He spent 20 years talking about Area 51, Coast to Coast AM. We carried him.
Oh, yeah, that's
man,
right. Yeah.
I mean, that was news, Coast to Coast AM made their Twitter announcement saying that Bell now has joined his journey on the other side. Hopefully he can find answers to all those questions he put to us for so many years. okay.
Arlie Ermey died yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. We'll play a little of his audio later on this morning.
Will we?
Yes, well, some that we
okay.
can.
All right.
By the way, everyone in North Korea named Kim Jong-un had to legally change their name once he took power because it's illegal to have the same name as the Supreme Leader.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
They do a lot of different things over there, as a matter of fact. Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. You will feel the difference today. It's 44 right now. It's going to get up to 78. We'll be 80 or so for the rest of the week, and then this weekend we may have rain again. Right now, again, 44 degrees out there. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.